So there is a strengthening of our shipping capacity because China is far away, need a bit more days to get there, so you need a bit more shipping capacity. And also we need to have a better ability to source animal in Australia, so we will have easier access to the producer, direct buy for, to the producer, and some other facility onshore for the preparation of the animal prior to export. Another initiative that we will be pursuing is expansion of our South American operation. There are markets that we're probably better off serving from that country, that continent. So those are the main initiatives. But along with them, there are a lot of streamline that we can do of what we are already doing, try to do it more efficiently and better. We can also give a bit more motivation to our management to participate to the upside as well. So all in all, I think that those initiative is the one that will probably benefit more from the new capital.
We saw very highly covered in the media was Elders taking their first shipment of cattle over to China. As I understand, Wellard does have a license to do so. What are your plans in that market?
Well, that was what I would define a trial shipment. So I don't think that the air freight to China for slaughter cattle is the model that will develop any further. We don't aspire to be the first one. We aspire to be the best one. So we won't be shipping cattle until we are 100% sure about the welfare of the animal and the facility they are receiving the animals. So we are not in a rush to do that. But it's very good that that shipment went underway because it demonstrated the protocol actually work. And with few refinements, I think that we are almost ready to take big shipments there.
So if we're talking about potentially being listed next month, so December 2015, and heading towards a whole lot of growth strategies, will it just depend on the performance of Wellard and how it does perform on the stock exchange before you can move forward and know how much funds you'll have at your fingertips?
No. The numbers are already set in the prospectus, and the book build is finished, so that's already done. Obviously, the performance of Wellard will dictate the value of Wellard and the attractiveness of Wellard to investors, and that is important for the future because we might, attract more interest if we perform well, which I think we will do.
And so you've mentioned attractiveness. It was only 4 years ago that we saw a massive public outcry against live export really dictate what happened on the ground. Are you concerned at all with putting yourselves out there, being a publicly listed company, and what the outcome could be if we saw the same kind of thing happen again?
No, it doesn't concern me. During the roadshow, the animal welfare issue was obviously debated quite a bit, and every investor wanted to know the details of what we do for protecting the welfare of the animal, etc. I think that they were quite impressed with, first of all, ESCAS. ESCAS is a system that gives confidence to the investor that there is a control on the welfare of the animal throughout the process up to the slaughter point. We showed them some of the specific systems that we have put in place as well in the country where we export our animal. And I can see that they were quite confident that we can control the welfare of the animal, and that ESCAS has reduced significantly, almost eliminated the risk of another blanket ban or something like that. There is a very, very robust system where supply chain are under control, and so any issue is actually related to a facility or to an importer. It can be controlled at that level rather than the whole market. So I was quite impressed by the understanding that the investor has now of the welfare issue. And I think that, we probably raised more than $300 million from investor in Australia. So that is a testament that actually ESCAS has done a lot to change the perception of the welfare issue on export of live animal.
But it was only a couple of months ago where we saw some sheep in Oman leak out of that system, and you yourself said that there needs to be harsher penalties because this thing does still happen. Where are you at in terms of seeing anything change on that front?
Well, my idea doesn't change and has not changed since. I think that other exporters are seeing the benefit of ESCAS as well as a system that can make their business more reliant on on this live export. So I hope that there will be a continuous improvement of ESCAS. And yes, and if there is, there need to be some harsh situation where someone get hurt because he doesn't do the right thing, I think it should happen, because at the end of the day, it's in everyone's interest that this industry is sustainable. We got the public license to operate, and we can do it. We have ESCAS has been in place now for 3 years, and we've got a record number of cattle being exported. So it's not really an impediment. It's just a good brand for Australia to have ESCAS. What I think is, like for any other regulation, if you know that there is a regulation and that is implemented properly, you got confidence that you are safe. So that's exactly the same thing. We got a regulation. We know that what it means. We know that can work. So I just think that it should be implemented fully.
And so the Australian Council of Live Exporters has said that they will look at that situation and reassess the way that ESCAS breaches are dealt with. Have you heard anything more on that front?
No, I haven't.
Are you seeking to push that issue further?
No, I don't care very much what the other are doing. What we're looking for is for us, for Weller, to really maintain full integrity of our supply chain, and hopefully this, even you know, the fact that we have attracted so much interest from investors might show to other exporters that is the way to go. So to be very robust in ESCAS, at the end of the day, is a big value for your business.
But your business does rely on the Australian export brand, not just the Wellard reputation. So would you say that really your brand does rely on what others do as well?
I think that our brand is so strong that it doesn't rely on anyone.
That's very confident. Only a month out from publicly listing your company. Are you sure that that doesn't really weigh in on the minds of investors, how we're performing as a whole, as a country of exporters?
No, I don't think so. There is, we've got very strong bipartisan support for this industry now, and, you know, both sides of the parliament are understanding what we're doing. Maybe the IPO of Weller will show that the live export can be mainstream in the beef story, so it's not at the fringe of the beef story. It's actually a main part of that, and I think that the investor has seen that. I mean, we have seen a strong response to our proposal, so I think that they are confident that we can actually do it properly.
So, who are you looking to invest? Who do you think will be investing?
It's a very different and broad base. We got from retail, so mom and dad investor in Australia, small investor in Australia. We got biggest Australian institutions that are on the book as well. We got also a bit of international investor. I'm very proud of this because nowadays you only read about foreign investor coming to Australia. We are probably an exception. We have actually brought Australian money into agriculture in an Australian business run by an Italian, so maybe that is also an advantage.
Do you think that that is going to be an attractive investment for, as you said, mum and dad investors who perhaps don't even know much about agribusiness or about the live export? Do you have faith that they'll be willing to put money in what you do?
Yeah, I think so. I think so because, first of all, the theme is quite hot at the moment. Everybody talks about the billionaires investing in agriculture, and that's obviously... people think that if smart money is coming into agriculture, there must be a good reason. So I'm pretty confident that the Australian small investor and big investor will appreciate that there is a big demand that can be fulfilled with live animals. It's a growing demand, and I believe that there is a good place where to put some money to be involved in agriculture.